Hi, everybody. I want to just start with a couple messages I got today. The first one is from Our Lady, and she's addressing the missionary servants of Holy Love, just as she said that she would when she stopped appearing in December of last year. Our Lady says, "I'm going to speak to you as in days of old. I am Mary, protectress and guardian of the faith. Praise be to Jesus. My daughter, take down these words as I wish now to instruct my missionary servants of Holy Love. When I came years ago seeking this title, it was because I foresaw how faith would be under attack. Under attack. As it is today. Doctrine has been watered down and compromised. Hearts have become cynical. People of great influence have cast aspersions upon my apparitions, not only here, but everywhere. People have come to believe only that which they can experience with their senses. But faith, I invite you to see, is belief in that which you do not see, touch, or hear. Blessed are those who believe but do not see. Faith is a great gift from God. The soul needs to be humble and loving in his acceptance of it. Satan has set himself against faith, just as he has set himself against every spiritual gift from God. He is the enemy and adversary of all I have come to protect. If you do not know me as protectress and guardian of your faith, then you will not know who to turn to when your faith is under attack. Behold, I am with you. Your safe refuge is my Immaculate Heart. Under the mantle of my protection, I will hide you. Do not be assailed by doubts. Do not persist in any disbelief, but believe. Pray for a stronger faith in this era of apostasy, heresy, and compromise. God wants this for you. Believe and you shall receive it. Do not attempt to look at faith with the eyes of intellect and reason. Your faith is not something that needs to be analyzed. It is Satan who persuades people to put human laws and criteria on the spiritual. Satan has persuaded many to reason away their gift of faith. When you can believe as a little child without question, you are embracing faith and living in the New Jerusalem. Each one who reads this message will receive my blessing of holy love." And then Jesus had this to say, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. My sister, allow me to offer you some thoughts on faith. Faith is like the rock, which is unmoving and unchanged as the tempest sweeps by it. It is like the nail that holds secure the frame of a house. The degree of faith in the heart when a prayer is offered is like the heat in an oven. The warmer the oven, the more quickly and completely the bread is baked. The higher the degree of faith, the more quickly and completely a prayer is answered. Faith is like gold which surrounds a great jewel, protecting it and revealing its splendor to the world. The gold is your faith and the jewel your salvation. Faith is the path that leads you along the way of love with perseverance. Without faith, you are tossed about like the branches of a tree in a windstorm. Like the branch, your heart cannot settle or be at peace. Faith is like the wind that supports a kite in the spring breeze. If the breeze stops, the kite, your soul, sinks to the ground. Petition, my heart, for faith. Always ask for a deeper faith. Faith, like love, can never be given in overabundance. My peace be with you. He leaves. So I have just a couple things to read about faith. This one is from Divine Intimacy, and it's Seeking Faith in God. He that comes to God must believe. That's Hebrews 11, says St. Paul. And he gives us this definition of faith. Faith is the substance of things to be hoped for, the evidence of things that appear not. In heaven, we shall see God by the light of glory, but on earth, we know him by the light of faith. We must not base our interior life, our search for God, on sentiment or spiritual consolations, but on an intensive practice of the theological virtues. And remember, Blessed Mother said that we have to, with our will, start practicing the virtues, and then when God sees our efforts, he infuses the virtues into our hearts. St. John of the Cross gives this advice to a soul seeking God. Hear a word full of substance and unapproachable truth. It is that thou seek him in faith and in love without desiring to find satisfaction. Therefore, we must learn to seek God without any desire for pleasure, consolation, satisfaction, even though it may be purely spiritual. We must learn to walk in the path of naked faith. Faith, more than any kind of knowledge or reasoning, puts the soul in direct contact with God. People have come to this apparition site, and I've gotten word back that they said they don't believe in it because there aren't enough signs and wonders. But that isn't why Our Lady is appearing here, to give us spiritual candy. There are signs and wonders. There are plenty of miraculous healings. There's miraculous photographs in the back of the prayer center. There's miracles everywhere on this property. Our Lady's presence is continually and always on this property. But people come looking for the wrong thing. Our Lady is here to change hearts. The miracle is happening within their own heart when their consciences are convicted. And Our Lady says that each person that steps onto this property will receive the grace of self-knowledge sooner or later. It may not be the minute they step on the property. It may be a couple weeks later. But hearts are changing. Conversions are taking place. The miracle is Our Lady's message to us, that she's inviting us to live in faith. I got off the track. Faith places us before God as he is. It does not make us see him, but it makes us believe in him. And thus puts our intellect in contact with him. It's our faith that leads us to union with God. And our faith has to be rooted in holy love and holy humility. That's how we reach union. Faith and love are like the guides of the blind, which lead us by way which we know, and not to the hidden place of God. Faith is an obscure but firm adherence to the divine word, which reveals the supreme greatness of our God. This is our great act of faith by which we do not see or experience by our senses, but we proceed with confidence as one who does. When the soul finally comes to believe in this excessive love of God, we may say of it what Moses said, "For he endured as seeing him that is invisible." I just have a couple scripture passages that I'll read. This is James 1, verse 5 and 6. "If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave in the sea, blown and tossed around by the wind." And this is from Ephesians. "For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this not from yourselves, it is a gift of God." And this is from 1 Corinthians. "Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be men of courage, be strong." And from Galatians chapter 5, "The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness." And from 2 Corinthians, "We live by faith, not by sight." Mark 11, "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "I tell you the truth, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself in the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will happen, it will be done for him." And from Mark 11, Jesus told them, "Put your trust in God. I solemnly assure you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be lifted up and thrown into the sea,' has no inner doubts, but believes what he says will happen, shall have it done for him. I give you my word, if you are ready to believe, that you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer, it will be done for you." And in Romans, "For in the gospel is revealed the justice of God, which begins and ends with faith. As scripture says, 'The just man shall live by faith.'" And in Matthew chapter 9, "When he got to the house, the blind men caught up with him. Jesus said to them, 'Are you confident I can do this?' 'Yes, Lord,' they told him. At that he touched their eyes and said, 'Because of your faith, it shall be done to you.'" And in James chapter 5, "Is there anyone sick among you? He should ask for the presbyters of the church. They, in turn, are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. This prayer uttered in faith will reclaim the one who is ill, and the Lord will restore him to health." And in 2 Corinthians, I read that one. In John 20, Jesus said to Thomas, "You became a believer because you saw me. Blessed are they who have not seen and have believed." Okay, thank you.